for the Thayer Bobcats will be the same lineup we've seen all year long. Hollis Deckard, the senior, wearing number 21. The freshman, Hunter Trinkler, wearing number 24. Jaden Belcher, the sophomore, wears number 23. And the seniors, Riley White, wearing number 10. Heath Combs, wearing number 11. And what we anticipate for the Alton Commons tonight, it'll be the outstanding junior, Caden Willard, wearing number 1. Jacob Ruddy wears number 2. Jaron Holzapfel, sophomore, wears number 15. Kendrick Seacrest wears number 11. And the big junior, Corbin Tharp, in the middle. And he could be a difference maker in this game tonight. Thayer doesn't have anybody to match up with Tharp. Tharp is about 6'7", I am assuming, and a big kid, good athlete. When he gets his game going, he is really hard to stop. And that's where the Alton Commerce is going to want to go tonight. They want to go inside. If nothing else, try and get it in there and get some of the Bobcat bigs in foul trouble, because it's not a real deep Thayer Bobcat basketball team. Are you listening to the Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic? Thayer Bobcat, Alton Comet pregame show. We'll be back with more in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sport Network.
The most intimidating thing I faced in my adult life was being a first-time homebuyer. I had questions, fears, anxieties, until I found Century 21 Combs & Associates, and then everything fell into place. From finding the perfect property to negotiating contracts, finding a lender, and closing, the entire process went seamlessly. The team at Century 21 Combs & Associates have done nothing short of change my life. I'm a homeowner because of their hard work and dedication. Call them today, 417-264-7000.
Winter won't stick around forever, but while you're cooped up inside, why not make your home feel a little magical with Thayer Decorating? Find inspiration for every season, starting with sinking your toes into luxurious marquee and Dreamweaver carpet as winter finally gets the hint. Dreaming of a custom tile shower for sunnier days? Start planning now. With Pittsburgh Paints and Flood Stains, you can refresh and protect your space today. Don't wait for spring. Visit Thayer Decorating and let HC, Charity, and Edna bring your dream home to life.
Get great deals on a versatile Kubota tractor from Edsel & Harper Farm Equipment, like the L2502 tractor, packaged with a rotary cutter and 5-foot box blade, all for just $382 per month for 84 months. The Kubota L Series is the number one selling compact tractor in the USA. Get this and many more package deals going on now at Edsel & Harper Farm Equipment in West Plains and Mountain Grove. 4.99% APR financing now through February 28th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Ever heard the saying, good fence makes for good neighbors? Well, it's true, but it means more than that. County Line Fence and Construction can add value to your property and home surroundings in no time with chain link, privacy, vinyl, or rail fencing. It adds value and provides safety for your family and pets. County Line Fence. Give them a call or see them on Facebook. County Line Fence and Construction.
Back here at the Alton High School, we're getting ready for the game tonight. It's the Thayer Bobcats and the Alton Comets getting ready to go at it here in a battle for bragging rights in Oregon County. Of course, the Alton Comets play out of the Big Spring Conference. Thayer Bobcats playing out of the SCA. And the speaking of that, Thayer Bobcats get the SCA season started in just 2 weeks. Now, they did get a victory the other night. They're 1-0 in a conference play with a win over Kabul. Next week, Bobcats will be at the Mountain Grove Tournament. We'll talk about that as we move on. I have the announcement of the starting lineup before this huge crowd for the Alton Comets. Lineup we started would be Caden Willard, Jacob Ruddy, Jaron Holzapfel, Kindred Seacrest, and Corbin Tharp. And again, for the Thayer Bobcats, Hollis Deckard, Hunter Trinkler, Jaden Belcher, Riley White, and Heath Combs. And again, huge crowd on hand for this one. There always is. Doesn't matter where they play this one, you're going to get a packed house. Our three-man officiating crew is on the scene. And I got to say, the JV kind of set the stage for what should be a great varsity contest. Both the JVs played really hard tonight. Thayer got the victory 48-45 as they came from 10 points down to win that one. All right, here we go. It'll be Riley White jumping up with Big Corbin Tharp. And we are set to go. Hope you enjoyed the Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic pregame show. Ball is up, and Thayer Bobcats will control the tip. And Riley White got up quick and knocked it into the backcourt for Hunter Trinkler. Brings it into the frontcourt. Alton's going to play a little zone defense here. Thayer working the ball out on the perimeter. Trinkler brings it left side to Combs. Combs inside to right, back out to Decker. Takes the three, moves down to the baseline, gives to Belcher. Belcher jumps into the lane. Now puts it up with the left hand. No good. The rebound taken by Holzapfel for Alton. Here come the Comets. Run up the floor. Thayer will be back in that 1-3-1 matchup zone. Alton works the ball down in the corner to a Seacrest. Brings it out on top to Willard. Willard working against the defense on the dribble. Now drives into the lane. Goes up with a shot. Good. He banks it up and in. Caden Willard, first 2 points tonight. He'll need to have a big night tonight here for these Alton Comets. Alton. Back in that 1-3, well, kind of 1-0. You know, about a 1-3-1. Mayor Bobcats working on the perimeter. The Belcher. Belcher fires a three. Hits off the rim. No good. Heath Combs with a rebound. We're going to get a foul called. And we'll see what's going to be. They're going to call that on Heath Combs of the Thayer Bobcats. Don't think Coach Matt Pitts liked that one at all. Combs called for the foul. First team foul. Called in the game. We played 1 minute. Alton up 2-0 early. Or no, they called the foul on number 11 on Alton, Kendrick Seacrest. I'm sorry. Thayer runs the inbound play, got it into Belcher. Belcher misses the shot, finger rolls the rebound back up and in, and Jaden Belcher with his first 2 points tonight. We're tied at 2, 1 minute into the game. Willard brings it across the timeline for Alton, gives the ball over to Seacrest. Seacrest bouncing it down to Tharp, about 15 feet away from the basket. Tharp makes a spin move, lays it up and in. Corbin Farr with a nice move and got the 2 points. Thayer back the other way. Got it down low for Riley White, who goes up and in over the top of Farr. Riley White, his first two of the night. Score tied at 4. Both teams opening, playing well here early. Seacrest for Alton. Got the ball high post to Tharp. Faces the bucket, trying to throw it down in the corner, and it goes out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Bobcat basketball. Say thanks to some of your Thayer Bobcat boosters tonight, including the law offices of Fred O'Neill and Thayer, and the 11 Point River Title Company, Karen Perkins and Thayer, along with Kenny Corral Daycare and Learning Center. Thayer breaks the full-court press, got the ball to Heath Combs in the front court. Heath brings it around the horn, it goes to Belcher, out to Deckard, he'll fire a long three, and it's good! Deckard hits one from downtown. That's brought to you by Community First Banking Company, and the Thayer Bobcats open a 7-4 lead over the Alton Comets here early. All with it on the left side. Willard handles against the defense. Has the ball taken away by Jacob Decker. Decker's off with Trinkler on the wing, trying to get it to him. And Ruddy was there to make a steal for the Alton Comets. Good defensive play by Jacob Ruddy. Alton back the other way. Got to Willard on the left side. Willard on the wing. Cross court goes to Ruddy with the pass. About 30 feet from the bucket. Alton working around the perimeter of the Bobcat zone. They go to Willard. Willard inside the three-point line. Still on the dribble drive. Now goes up with a shot. It's no good. Rebound taken by Heath Combs, and then he gets fouled down inside. Willard working hard for that shot. Didn't get it to go down, and the foul will be called on Caden Willard for the Alton Comets. Team foul number 2 against Alton. Thayer hasn't committed one yet. A little bit of backcourt pressure, kind of token pressure. Jacob Decker brings the ball across the timeline against Willard. Hands off to Trinkler. Trinkler out on top to Belcher. Belcher on the wing, looking inside, nobody open. He'll kick it back out front, and around the horn it goes on the left side to Decker. Hollis in the corner to Trinkler. He'll fire the three. It's good. Hunter Trinkler hits one from downtown. Alton Comets for the Thayer Bobcats are out to a 10-4 lead with 4:57 to go in the first quarter. That three-pointer brought to you by Community First Banking Company. And the Thayer Bobcats back in that zone defense. Really extending the zone out on the perimeter. They know this Alton Comets team is a really good perimeter shooting team. Belcher comes out and guards Willard as he has it on the right side. He'll swing it cross court to Holzapfel. Holzapfel looking to make a move. Now leaves it off to Ruddy. Ruddy bounces to the high post to Corbin Tharp. To Ruddy cutting through the lane. He scores and he's fouled on the play. Nice play. Ruddy gave it up and will give and go. Got hit with a pass and hit the shot. And is fouled by number 11. That is Heath Combs. That'll be his first. And a first team foul on the Thayer Bobcats here in the first quarter. Ruddy looking for the three-point play. The free throw is up and good. Makes it 10-7. Thayer with the lead and the basketball. Trinkler brings up against the pressure. Got the ball down to Deckard. Oh, inside to Riley White, who is wide open for the lay-in. Good lift by Deckard to White for the layup. Here comes Alton the other way, down 5 again. Holzapfel goes to the baseline, shoots an 18-footer, that's good. Holzapfel hits his first shot of the night. That's the lead back to 3. Thayer breaking the pressure, now got it on the break. Oh, time to get it to White, and it's stolen by Willard. Willard Peralton races up the right side, all the way down to the baseline. Little pass inside for Tharp, and he scores. Good look by Willard, a wide open Corbin Tharp for the lay-in. And it's a one-point game. Fair Bobcats with the lead. Here's Trinkler for three more, and it's good. Trinkler's hit a pair of threes, brought to you by Community First Banking Company. And the Alton Comets with a timeout. 3:41 to go, first quarter. They are up 15-11. We'll be back in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
If you have digital banking with Community First, it's easier than ever to chat with them. Just click, send them a message, and one of their helpful staff will answer. Don't have online banking? Just go to their website and click to enroll. It's easy and it's free. Community First.
Living up to our name. Community First Banking Company.
Member FDIC.
Well, Fair Bobcats have hit three three-pointers in this first quarter. We've still got 3:40 to go, and they lead the Alton Comets here at Alton 15-11. Comets call that timeout when they get something set offensively. They go to Holzapfel on the left side wing. Got the ball in the free throw circle to Ruddy. He dumps it down to Tharp. He gives off to Holzapfel, and he hits the short jumper. Holzapfel now with four for Alton. It's a two-point game again. Fair on the offensive end. Hunter Trinkler with a three-point shot, no good, and a foul going to be called on Jaden Belcher, going over the back of the Alton Comets, who had inside position. Foul on Belcher will be his first of the game, and the first substitution of the game for Thayer as Carter Nicholson will check in, East Combs will check out. 3:14 to go in the first quarter. Nicholson, an outstanding shooter. Now, I was watching Carter in the warm-up, that he was absolutely draining everything he shot. Here's Olzapo, a long three for Alton, that's no good. Seacrest got the rebound, kicked it back out to Holzapfel. Now to Willard from way downtown. That one rattles off the rim, no good. Seacrest the rebound again, couldn't score. Nicholson gets the rebound for Thayer, and we're going to get a foul called on the rebound. Then Seacrest and Nicholson have a couple of words. Fouls on number 24 of the Alton Comets. That is Corbin Tharp. That'll be his first. And the 13th foul on Alton. Thayer will inbound it. Alton pulls off the full court pressure here. They'll wait back in the 2-3 zone. 2:50 to go in the first quarter. Thayer up two. They're on the road in Comet Country. Alton Thayer working around the perimeter. Hollis Deckard's got it. Over to Nicholson. Now down to Riley White on the baseline. Riley jump pass out to Hollis Deckard. Over to Belcher for three. That one's off the rim. No good. Long rebound run down to the corner by Caden Willard. Has a good rebound there. He gives to Ruddy. Ruddy pushes up the floor. Got to Seacrest on the right side wing. Seacrest going in. Lane shoots a floater. Off the back iron. No good. Belcher rebounds for Thayer. Here comes the Bobcats. They got a 4-on-2. Belcher all the way to the bucket. Lays it up and in. Jaden Belcher came to play ball tonight, folks. He's got four early. And with 2 minutes to go, Thayer opens up a four-point lead. 17-13. 2:06 to go, as a matter of fact, in the first quarter. Alton with it out front. Willard swings it over to Seacrest. Seacrest bounces it to Corbin Tharp. Fakes, now shoots, scores, and he fouls. Good play. Big Corbin Tharp. I mean, that ball got hit hard. He managed to power through the block for the field goal, give him six in the game, and the foul on Riley White of the Thayer Bobcats will be Riley's first and the third team foul on Thayer here in the first quarter. And the three-point play is completed by Tharp. Tharp with seven early. I told you in the pregame, he can be a difference maker in this game tonight. They really doesn't have anybody to match up with the size of big Corbin Tharp. Bobcats working on the perimeter. Got the ball to Belcher on the right side wing. He backs it out on the dribble. Now making a move. Gives to Hollis Deckard. One and three. Doesn't take it. Now to Trinkler. Trinkler. Hook pass down to Nicholson for three out of the corner. That one's off the rim. No good. Ruddy yanks down the rebound for Alton. And here come the Comets with a chance to take the lead. Got the ball to Willard. Long three-point shot. No good. Rebound controlled by Nicholson for the Thayer Bobcats. Now the chance to go up by three with a bucket. And it's 17 to go in the first quarter. Belcher with it on the wing. Got it down in the corner. Three-point shot is good. Hunter Trinkler hits his third three-pointer of the first quarter. Brought to you by Community First Banking Company. And Thayer back up by four again with 1 minute to play in the first quarter. Willard swings it over to Seacrest. looks over the situation. Nobody open inside. Puts it on the floor, and I guess the hose half will heel fire from downtown. That's high off the rim. No good. Ruddy with a rebound. Couldn't follow. And the rebound is out of bounds off the hands of the Alton Comets. It'll be Thayer Bobcat basketball. And Riley White coming out of the game now for Thayer. Dominic Boyce will check in for the first time. And substitution for Alton, number 13, Grant Coppin, will check into the game. Seacrest will check out. 20-16, Thayer by four with the basketball. We're down under 40 seconds to go in the first quarter. Thayer brings in the front court, swings it on the right side wing to Belcher. In the corner with Trinkler. He'll try another one. It's good. Are you kidding me? Trinkler, another three. He's got four threes in the first quarter, and Thayer with the biggest lead of the game at 23-16. 23 seconds to go in the quarter. Alton looks like they want to handle for the last shot of the first period. Willard just holding the ball out by midcourt. We're down to 12 seconds to go in the first quarter. Willard now puts it on the floor with seven. Gets off the screen. Double team. Gives it to Ruddy. Ruddy steps into a three. Count it! Jacob Ruddy hits a three. Brought to you by Community First Banking Company. It's the end of one quarter play. Our score, 23-19. Thayer Bobcats with the lead. We'll be back with your second quarter in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
At Monarch Realty, we see ourselves as guardians of the land and protectors of the people. We are listing agents who advertise globally and always present our listings for their highest and best value. If you're thinking about selling, remember, how you're treated matters. Why not be treated like royalty?
Monarch Realty, Monarch Realty.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
Learn beekeeping from expert James Ryan with 50 years plus of experience. Classes are free and cover the basics of beekeeping and how the hive reacts, operates, and thrives. February 21st, March 21st, and March 28th, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains. Seating is limited. Reserve your spot today. For all your beekeeping needs, stop at Hirsch Feed.
And we're back in Alton, Missouri, the Oregon County seat. The battle for bragging rights has been a good one so far. 23-19, our score at the end of one quarter. Thayer Bobcats with a lead. Thayer Bobcats has hit 5 3-pointers in the first quarter. 4 by Hunter Trinkler, the freshman, has been good tonight. Alton opened the second quarter with a basketball. They immediately get into their offense. They swing the ball to the high post for Tharp. Tharp gives it back out in the corner to Willard. Willard, little shake and bake, little fadeaway jumper off the baseline. No good. Tharp had the rebound, and it's controlled now by Dominic Boyce. Thayer rushes it up the court, and it's going to go out of bounds off the hands of Coffin. Coffin had a hand on it. Thayer was trying to run the break, knocked it out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Bobcat ball with a 4-point lead. Thayer had a 7-point lead for a moment in that first quarter. For Alton hit a three. Here's the inbound to Belcher. Free throw line jumper. It's good. Jaden Belcher now with 6. The sophomore having a night. 7:24 to go, first half. Thayer back up by 6, 25-19, Alton with the basketball. Willard working against Trinkler. Gives it up to Holzapfel out on top. They'll swing it around to Ruddy. Ruddy dumping it down low to Big Corbin Tharp. He fakes, now shoots, and scores. They get him the ball down there. Thayer doesn't have anybody to do anything about it. That's 9 points for Tharp in the first half. Here come the Thayer Bobcats with it. Nicholson does a little NASCAR move. Swinging to the right, gets the ball to Belcher. Belcher back out to Trinkler for another one. That one's long off the rim, no good. Rebound vaulted around and picked up by the Alton Comets, and a foul going to be called on Dominic Boyce. Boyce starts the second quarter, picks up the foul there. That'll be his first and the first team foul. Thayer Bobcats making substitution. Riley White will check back in the game. Dominic Boyce will check out. Boy, these guys are playing at a fast pace. Who can hold up the longest in this one? 6:46 to go in the half. Thayer up 4, Alton with the ball, got it to Coffin at the free throw line, moves down the left side of the lane, back outside to Ruddy, now to Willard. Willard, back over to Ruddy. Ruddy, little swing pass, little skip pass, got it over to Hoseapple, back out to Willard. Alton taking their time this time with the ball. Willard moving off the screen, trying to get down the right side of the lane, dumps it in, trying to get it inside the ball, stolen by Belcher. Belcher pushing up the floor, pulls up for a three. It's off the rim, no good, and then bounces up and hits the support on top of the basket. O'Fair Bobcats don't score that time down the floor, maintaining a four-point lead here with 6:13 to go in the first half. Willard walking the ball up for the O'Fair Bobcats. Here, Coach Christian Robbins yelling Michigan at his team. That means go inside to Holzapfel. He shoots, no. Tharp down the rebound, tried to follow, too hard. Rebound Ruddy, he goes up, and we're going to get a foul call. Down inside on the rebound, it'll be on Hunter Trinkler, number 24 for Thayer. That's the second team foul on the Bobcats here in the quarter. And now Carter Nicholson out of the game as East Combs is back in for the Bobcats. Thayer back to the starter. Alton working the ball around the perimeter, got it to Holzapfel. Now Willard on top. Caden's only scored two so far tonight. Got the ball to Ruddy. Ruddy around the defense. Pulls up 8 feet from the bucket. We get a whistle and a foul. And this may be on Heath Combs. It is going to be called for a hold. Number two on Heath tonight. And team foul number three already on the Thayer Bobcats. We're just a little over 2 minutes into the second quarter. Alton has yet to be called for one in this period. Inbound play goes to Coffin. Shoots a three. No good. Rebound bounces out long, and Ruddy's got it. Back to Coffin, tries it again. That one rattles in and out, no good. And a battle for the rebound taken by Belcher for Thayer. Bob gets with a two-on-one. Belcher all the way to bucket, lays it in with a left hand. Belcher with eight in the first half of the Thayer Bobcats up. Now six. Here's Holzapfel for a deep three for Alton. No good. And the rebound is going to go out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Bobcat ball with a six-point lead. 5:26 to go in the half. Deckard inbounds to Trinkler, and the freshman will bring it up the floor for the Thayer Bobcats. Here Coach Matt Pitts, scouting out what offense he wants them to run this time down. Hollis Deckard got the ball on the wing, gives it to Belcher down the lane. He gets fouled on the drive. He'll go to the line and shoot two. He couldn't quite get the ball to go down, but what a move by Belcher. Fouls on number one, Caden Willard, and that'll be the second on Willard tonight. And immediately Alton will get Seacrest back in the ballgame. First free throw for Belcher is up and good. Belcher now with 9 points in the first half. Caden Willard going to the free throw line for Alton. That's one of their offensive weapons. Will probably sit for the remainder of the half. Second free throw for Belcher is up and good. Belcher's got 10. And Heath Combs checks out of the game for Thayer. Dominic Boyce is back in there. And here come the Alton Comets, down by eight. Biggest lead of the game for the Thayer Bobcats. 29-21 our score. Still 5 minutes to go in the half. Alton will swing it over to Ruddy on the left side. Back to the right side. Down in the corner to Seacrest, who just checked in. Back out to Ruddy on top. Ruddy making a move, working against that Bobcat zone defense. Going to give the Costum to Seacrest in the lane. His shot is deflected. And then the ball is knocked out of bounds. And we'll see. The officials are going to get together and see who it's off of. Thayer Bobcats think it should be their ball, and it is, the official says, Thayer ball. I want to say thanks to some of your Thayer Bobcat boosters helping to bring you the game tonight. They include Toyota of West Plains, the Carter Funeral Homes of West Plains and Thayer, Legacy Auto Body and Towing in Thayer, and Steed Trucking. Hunter Trinkler crosses the timeline for Thayer, gives it up to Deckard. Deckard into the free throw circle, now over to Belcher, takes the three. Belcher into the lane, back outside. Now the Boyce for three out of corner. It's good! Dominic Boyce, this one from downtown. That three-pointer brought to you by Community First Banking Company. And the Thayer Bobcats now with an 11-point lead, 32-21. Alton only scored 2 points in the first 3.5 minutes of this second quarter. Bobcat defense has been good. Here's another steal. Trinkler's got it. It's a 2-on-1. Trinkler goes to the hole, lays it up too hard, no good, but he's fouled on the drive. And that'll be on Jacob Ruddy. Ruddy, if Trinkler's going to hit that free throw, Ruddy said, you're going to have to hit it under pressure. And a foul is on number two, Ruddy. His first of the game, Hunter Trinkler will go to the free throw line for the Thayer Bobcats to shoot two. Trinkler's first one is up. No good. Trinkler's hit 4 three-pointers tonight. But misses a free throw. Hadn't hit one from inside 19 feet 9 inches yet. Second free throw is up. This one is in and out, no good. Rebound volleyed up and controlled by Holzapfel for all. Comets, by the way, got Caden Willard back in the game. They need his offense right now. Here's a gift to Ruddy. Ruddy goes down the baseline out to Coffin. Coffin back to Holzapfel. Long three from the top is good. Holzapfel hits the deep three. Brought to you by Community First Banking Company. And with 3:52 to go in the first half, their lead is cut to 8. Bobcats with it. Zelcher in the free throw circle gives it down to Boyce. Boyce, oh, trying to dump it outside. Ball stolen by Holzapfel. Dominic just threw it right to it. Holzapfel down to Willard. Willard looking inside. Nobody open. Now has the ball taken away by Boyce. He's going to be called for a foul. Boyce called for the foul. That'll be his second of the game. So Combs and Boyce each with two fouls for Thayer. For Alton, Willard got two. Nobody else with more than one. And it'll be a inbound play for the Alton Comets. That was team foul number 4, so they'll start shooting free throws on the next one. Willard has the top of the key for Alton. Gives it up right and gets it right back out front. 3:26 to go in the half. Alton down 8 with the basketball. Ruddy looking in. Nobody open. Now dumps it down to Coffin. Coffin backing down to defender. Still backing down defender. Shot is up, and it is blocked, and we got an offensive foul. Going to be called on Coffin. Coffin backing down to defender. There was Riley White. He went up with a shot, and Riley about knocked it through the brick wall down there into the court. And the foul on Coffin will be his first of the game. Team number, or foul number 3 on the Alton Comets here in the second quarter. 3 minutes to go in the first half. Thayer up by 8 with the ball. Decker gives it up to Carter Nicholson, who just checked back in. Gives to Belcher. Long 3-point shot is up. Off the rim. No good. Willard rebounds for Alton. Here comes Caden on the break. Bobcats get back defensively. He'll take it to the right side wing. Now through the free throw circle. Pulls up with a shot. No, but he's fouled. That'll be on Hollis Deckard of the Alton for the Thayer Bobcats. Deckard called for the foul. Be his first of the game. And Caden Deckard, or Caden Willard, going to the free throw line to shoot 2. First one is up and good. Willard now with 3 points in the first half. Alton led tonight by Corbin Tharp so far with 9. And Jaron Holzapfel's got 7. Now Willard with 4. And Ruddy's got 6 in the game. Here come the Thayer Bobcats with a basketball. Down to 2:46 to go in the half. The lead's been trimmed to 6. Bobcats haven't scored. Last couple trips down the floor. They'll swing it around to Belcher. Belcher down the lane. Oh, he lost it out of bounds. Belcher dribbled it off his own knee and out of bounds. He had a wide open lane to the bucket and just got excited and turned it over. Alton Comets now the substitution. Coffin checks out of the game. Seacrest will check in. So Alton back to the starters out there now. Thayer Bobcats have got Carter Nicholson in, along with 4 of the starters. And here's Alton. They're going to lob the ball down inside, just outside the paint for Corbin Tharp, and an offensive foul on Tharp, and what a play by Riley White to draw the charge. Foul on Tharp will be his second of the game. He turned to go to the bucket and kind of lowered that shoulder. And Riley White went to the floor. Now somebody threw a bottle of soda out on the court. Somebody apparently didn't like the call. And officials get that taken care of. Thayer Bobcats with the ball up by 6. Hunter Trinkler brings it into the front court. Swings it over to Carter Nicholson. Now to Deckard. Deckard looking over the situation. Just tied up in the corner. We got rid of the ball to Riley White on the wing. Riley, cross court, to Nick to Trinkler, to Nicholson for 3. It's off the rim. No good. Seacrest got the rebound and gets fouled by Riley White in the backcourt. Riley, we call for his second of the game, and the Alton Comets to go to the other end and shoot free throws, down by 6 with 2 minutes to go in the first half. Give us time to say thanks to some more of those Thayer Bobcat boosters helping bring you the game tonight, including the Kitty Corral Daycare and Learning Center, Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Ekman and Thayer and West Plank. First free throw for Seacrest is no good. Also, Silver Spring Storage Units, RV Park and Commercial Rentals, and the Alton Bank, a branch bank, and their branch bank of Birch Street. Riley White out of the game, and Bentley French will check in for him for the Thayer Bobcats. Bentley had a nice game in the JV contest. Second free throw for Seacrest is good. First point of the night for Seacrest. And it's a 5-point game now, 32-27. And again, Thayer Bobcats haven't scored in a while. Since they had an 11-point lead here, Belcher gets tied up by a double team, swings the ball cross court to Hollis Deckard. Deckard fakes the three, moves in the lane, gives it out to Carter Nicholson. Nicholson over to Trinkler. Trinkler down to Belcher in the corner. Belcher dribble drive in the lane, spins in traffic, shoots no good. Rebound, fought for, and a hell ball will be called. It'll be Thayer Bobcat basketball. Jaden Belcher has really come to play tonight. That was a beautiful move to the bucket. Just couldn't get the shot to go down. And it'll be Thayer Bobcat ball. The inbound under the bucket on the offensive end. Carter Nicholson will trigger. Got it in the corner to Belcher. And we got a whistle and a foul going to be called on Belcher. Belcher is going to be called for a push-off. And the foul on Belcher is his second of the night. And we'll walk to the other end and shoot free throws again for the Alton Comets. Five-point game here, 32-27. Thayer with the lead. Bobcats led by 11 at one point. And Alton has taken the cut, is on a 6-0 run to cut it back down to 5. And the officials all getting together now, seeing what the call is going to be. And, okay, everybody is all decided. And good. And that's a free throw line. It'll be Caden Willard for the Alton Comets. Caden hit two free throws just a moment ago to give him 4 points in the game. Shoots another one. That one rattles in and out. No good. He'll try again for that fifth point of the first half. We're down to a minute 34 to go in the half. Second free throw by the juniors up and good. Caden Willard got five. And it's a four-point game, 32-28. Thayer hadn't scored since it was 32-21. 7-0 runs for Alton. Bobcats working ball on the offense, and they throw it away. Trinkler a little bit high with the pass intended for Nicholson in the corner, and he couldn't bring it down. It goes out of bounds. It'll be Alton Comet ball with a chance to make it a two-point game. I told you, this one's got all the makings of a good old-fashioned barn burner here at the Alton High School gym. Willard going to try a long three. It's off the front rim. No good. He gets his own rebound. Shoots a three out of the corner. That one's no good. Alton again with a rebound. That's Seacrest. Gets it out to Ruddy for three. Top of the key. It's good. Jacob Ruddy with his second three-pointer of the first half. And it's a one-point game. 32-31. Thayer with the lead and the ball. 51 seconds to go. Thayer hadn't scored in about 4 minutes of game clock. Here's Belcher going to the hole, throws it up, no good. Willard with a rebound, and Alton with a chance to gain the lead here in the final 40 seconds of the first half. It's a 10-0 run for the Alton Comets in the final 4 minutes of this second quarter, and the Thayer Bobcats have gone stone cold shooting the basketball. Alton just going to hold it for the final shot of the half. Gives us time to say thanks to some more of your boosters helping to bring you the game tonight. Like Freeman and Woolsey, well drilling and pump service to Thayer. Langley Animal Clinic in Thayer. Thayer Farm Center and Thayer Plant Food. Sunset Salon and Barbering and Allen Supported Living. Charlotte Allen in Thayer. Down to 8 seconds to go in the half. Willard with it for Alton. Swings it over to Hoseapple. His three-point shot is rejected out of bounds. Hoseapple trying the long three. And Hunter Trinker came out of nowhere and blocked it into the bleachers. Alton will inbound it with 1.8 seconds to go. Lobbing it toward the bucket. Ball is knocked away and out of bounds. And clock stops with 2/10 of a second to go. It'll be Thayer Bobcat ball with 2/10 of a second to go. Thayer up by one, 32-31. And again, Alton on a 10-0 run to end the first half. There's the inbound. There's the buzzer. At the end, one half of play, our score, 32-31. Thayer Bobcats with the lead over the Alton Comets here in Comet Country. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with your 5D screen printing halftime report in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains. It's where you'd send a friend. That's right. It's our friends and family sale with friends and family pricing. And it is only here at Taylor Grubaugh dealerships. This is one of our biggest sales of the year. So bring your friends and family and get great buys from nice guys.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains for great service and the best price.
The good guys at the Car Doctor 2 have your back. They know that having a good set of tires is really critical during the snow and ice, so be safe and let them inspect your tires for good tread. They can get most any brand of tire you want, whether it's your car, truck, SUV, trailer, or anything with wheels. Plus, they do alignments, brake work, and even check your coolant levels, and they do freezing point checks as well. Be winter ready. You should have your battery tested. Car Doctor 2 is your authorized interstate battery dealer. Trust the good guys, Corey, Steve, and the team at the Car Doctor 2. North Highway 63 in Thayer.
One of the many supporters of Thayer Bobcat basketball is Southern Bank. You may wonder why so many people lend their support to the Bobcats. It's because of our hard work and committed dedication to the community, the kind that goes along with what Southern Bank stands for in the area. Southern Bank is community strong, and our tradition of customer service runs deep. We love giving back to the community. Good luck, Bobcats. Strong roots, strong branches. Southern Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
When your team needs custom gear that looks as good as they play, 5D Screen Printing has you covered. From team jerseys to fan gear, they deliver full-color screen printing and embroidery with the fastest turnaround time in the Ozarks. Support your Bobcats in style without breaking the bank. Get corporate-level quality at small-town prices. See them just south of West Plains on 63 or call 5D Screen Printing at 417-293-4059. 5D Screen Printing. Quality you can wear. Prices you can afford. Go Bobcats!
Well, it's been a dandy first half here at the Alton High School gym. Thayer Bobcats lead is 32-31, but the Thayer Bobcats didn't score in the final 4 minutes of the first half. Alton went on a 10-0 run and battled back. They were down 11 and battled back to get within one here at the half. And it was the hot shooting of Jacob Ruddy. They managed to get the ball inside to Tharp. And Jaron Hosapple hit a big three during that 10-0 run to help keep the Comets close in this one. Good ball game so far. By the way, Hunter Trinkler hit four threes in the first half. He leads Thayer with 12 points and 9 points for Jacob Ruddy and Corbin Tharp to lead the Alton Comets. We're at halftime, and again, 32-31 is our score. Thayer led 23-19 at the end of the first half, or at the first quarter. Alton outscored Thayer 12-9 in the second quarter. As again, Thayer didn't score in the final 4 minutes of the second quarter. And it's a one-point game here at the intermission. You're listening to the halftime report brought to you by 5D Screen Printing. Let's take a timeout. We'll be back with your first half scoring in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sport Network.
Join the Alton Bank in welcoming their newest loan officer, Dylan Pitcock. He brings several years of banking experience and passion for helping people reach their financial goals. Dylan will be assisting customers with all types of loans, focusing on ag and consumer lending. Dylan was born and raised in West Plains and now lives in the Ozarks with his wife and their three kids. He looks forward to getting to know more folks in the community and helping them with everything from buying a vehicle to financing farming operations. Stop by the Alton Bank and say hello to their newest loan officer, Dylan Pitcock. Alton Bank, worth changing banks for. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Alton Bank and their branch bank of Birch Tree is a proud supporter of the annual Country Cares for Kids St. Jude Radiothon.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for the Missouri way of life. We're for worrying less about the what-ifs and more about the why-nots. We're for checking off your bucket list and then making a new one. For starting a family, a business, a tradition. And if you find yourself starting over, we're here for that too. We're for building a life in Missouri and then going out and living it. And when it comes to making sure everything you've built is protected, we're for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
One of your many proud Comet supporters is Alton Quick Connection. They appreciate your business. It's 24-hour pay at the pump fuel and a whole lot more. Daily lunch specials and hand-dipped ice cream, which really hits the spot after that Hunt's Brother Pizza. Of course, Alton Quick is the favorite spot for snacks of all kinds, along with a laundromat for your convenience. Stop in, especially during the happy hour from 11 to 1 and 3 to 5 daily on a 32-ounce fountain drink. Food, fuel, and good service. You got it at Alton Quick Connection.
Let Paint Masters do the mending. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Hello, I'm Johnny Crash. And when I bend one up, I take it to the folks who really care down at Paintmaster's Collision Repair. They're in Alton, Missouri, so you'll never have to worry. Paintmaster's Collision Repair. Just call 417-778-7080. PaintmastersCollisionRepair.com.
And back at the Alton High School's halftime of our game, 32-31. Thayer Bobcats with a one-point lead over the Alton Comets. Let's run down the first half scoring. First half for Alton. They're led by Big Corbin Tharp and Jacob Ruddy. They've got 9 each. 7 for Jaron Hozapple, 5 for Caden Willard, and 1 for Kendrick Seacrest. For the Thayer Bobcats, they're led by the freshman, Hunter Trinkler. He's got 12. He had 4 three-pointers in that first half. 10 points for Jaden Belcher already in the game. Belcher's had a good half. 4 for Riley White, a 3 for Dominic Boyce, and a 3 for Hollis Decker. Again, Thayer leads it 32-31 at the intermission. Bobcats have got to find a way to score. They went stone cold in that second quarter. Don't know the change in the defensive front for the Alton Comets, but Thayer just went stone cold in that second quarter. They did not score in the final 4 minutes of the first half. And, of course, as is almost always the case, the first 4 minutes of this third quarter is going to mean the difference in this game. And whoever plays best in that opening 4 minutes usually goes on to win a ball game. And by the way, keep in mind, the Alton Comets are on a 10-0 run right now, the final 4 minutes of the second quarter, and getting ready to go into the second half. I will take another timeout. You're listening to the halftime show brought to you by 5D Screen Printing in West Plains. We'll be back with our second half in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
A friend is someone who knows where you came from. Someone who always shows up when you need them. Someone who's there for the good times and the challenging ones. With comprehensive insurance policies backed by award-winning customer service, Shelter Insurance is committed to being there when you need us most.
In Alton, see Shelter Insurance agent Norm Hollis.
Your car is too valuable to trust to just anyone with finding the right parts. Alton Auto Parts is your locally owned parts dealer. Their staff combines for over 70 years of experience to keep your car running like new for years to come. Whether you need filters, batteries, brakes, lights, fluids, or maybe special tools for the do-it-yourselfer, you can find it all at Alton Auto Parts. Visit them on Highway 160 in Alton, follow them on Facebook, or give them a call at 417-778-7153. It's Alton Auto Parts on Highway 160 in Alton.
West Plains Bank and Trust Company is proud to support the Alton Comets. Our passion is serving you with great community banking services, which is why you'll find our full-service ATM under the purple canopy right in the heart of Comet Country. Open a new account with us in branch or at westplainsbank.com and receive a free gift. Refer a friend and you'll both get a free gift. West Plains Bank and Trust Company, where every customer leaves a friend. Member FDIC.
No question, hands down, one of the best places to go when your stomach says eat is the Fuel Express in Alton. They have some great fuel for your body, like the best fresh pulled pork barbecue, brisket, and ribs in the area prepared on their own smoker every Friday. Or try their fish and chicken basket with potato wedges daily. Yum, yum. Remember, happy hour from 11 to 1 and 3 to 5 on any 32-ounce fountain drink. Remember, they are your one stop for conservation tags. And when your car or your body needs fuel, then stop by the Fuel Express in Alton.
And we're back at the Alton High School getting ready for the second half of our game. Thayer Bobcats with a halftime lead, 32-31. I want to say thanks to some more of your Bobcat boosters helping to bring you the game tonight, including the Fieldhouse Gym, Cafe and Studio in Thayer, Big D's Barbecue and Catering in Thayer, Mr. Dent in West Plains, Forstler's Store in Thayer and Ash Flat, as well as Napa Auto Parts in Thayer, Penny Lane Accounting, Allen Supported Living, Sunset Salon and Barbering, Thayer Farm Center and Thayer Plant Food, Langley Animal Clinic, and Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service in Thayer. I do want to let you know before we get the second half started, we're back on the air tomorrow night with more high school basketball. Tonight we'll be at the Thayer High School for the semifinals of the Thayer Winter Classic Girls Tournament. Matter of fact, we will have both games for you in the semifinals. Starting at 6:30, the Alton Lady Comets take on the Dora Lady Falcons. And then in the nightcap, the 8 o'clock ball game, it'll be the Fair Lady Bobcats to take on the Couch Lady Indians. So a doubleheader for you tomorrow night. All right, second half underway. Both teams back to their starters on the floor as we open the third quarter. Alton with the basketball. They go to the high post to Corbin Thart. Gives to a cutter in the lane. That's Ruddy. He misses the shot, and a rebound is tipped out long, and Hollis Deckard runs it down for Thayer. Bobcats looking to get a bucket here. They haven't scored in a while. Here's Trinker moving down the lane behind the back of the dribble. Spins around the defense. Shoots. No, but he's fouled on the drive. He'll go the line and shoot two. Well, the freshman does some things that you look at and just go, how in the world did he do that? That is the third foul on Caden Willard in the ballgame. And at the line, Hunter Trinkler. First one is up and no good. Bounced it off the side of the rim. And Trinkler will go to the line, shoot for another one, and a two-point lead for the Thayer Bobcats. Looking for his 13th point of the game. It is up, no good. The rebound taken by the Alton Comets. Jacob Ruddy got it. Excuse me. Alton Comets with the basketball now. Chance to take the lead with a bucket. Got to Willard. Willard out to Ruddy. Swings it down the corner to Hoseapple for three. It's off the rim. No good. Ruddy with the tip-in. Jacob Ruddy tips it in over everybody. He's got 11. And the Alton Comets down by 11 at one point. Now on a 12-0 run. And they lead it 33-32. Thayer Bobcats with the ball on the baseline. Pull-up jumper. Trinkler's good from 12 feet away. Trinkler now with 14 for the Thayer Bobcats. Alton comes the other way. Willard with it. Dumps it down low to Corbin Tharp. He shoots it through the lane. Gives out to Ruddy for a three. It's off the rim. No good. And a rebound taken by Trinkler and got it to Riley White. Riley in the backcourt holds on to it. Waits for the defense to clear and gives it up to Trinkler. 6:44 to go in the third. Thayer with a one-point lead and the ball, 34-33. Out to Trinkler in the corner, shoots a three. That one's no good. Heath Combs down the rebound for Thayer. Got to Belcher. Belcher steps around the defense, shoots no, follows his shot up and scores. Belcher with a tip in. He's got 12 in the game, and Thayer leads it now by three. 36-33. Alton working around the perimeter of the Bobcat zone. Got it out front to Ruddy. Ruddy brings it right side to Seacrest. Now in the right corner to Holzapfel. To Ruddy cutting down the right side of the lane. He'll dump it off to Corbin Tharp, who scores a wide-open layup. 11 for Tharp in the ballgame. Thayer quickly up the court. Got to Heath Combs on the left side wing. Dribbles out. Gets to Trinkler. Trinkler down the middle of the lane. All the way to the bucket. Lays it up with the left hand. And it's good. 16 for Trinkler. And we get a timeout on the floor. 38-35. Thayer up by three. 5:52 to go in the third quarter. Got a timeout on the court. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Are you looking for top-notch precast concrete products? Locals have been trusting Olson Precast Concrete for over 25 years. They pride themselves in being the area's leading concrete contractor, providing great customer service. They offer septic tanks, storm shelters, farm supplies, feed bunks, water tanks, cattle guards, retaining walls, stair risers, and much more. Visit OlsonPrecastConcrete.com. Owner Seth Freeman is a proud Bobcat alumni and supporter, and Papa Danny says go Bobcats.
And we'll say thanks to some more of your Thayer Bobcat boosters, including Legacy Auto Body and Towing Incorporated in Thayer. And these are just boosters for tonight's game in general. Mr. Dent Collision Repair in West Plains, the Clary Funeral Homes of Alton and Thayer, and Big D's Barbecue and Catering, Dustin Walters in Thayer. Alton Comets down three with the basketball. 5:48 to go. Third quarter action here at the Alton High School Gym. A packed house enjoying this battle, and it has been a battle. And there's Alton with the basketball. Got it down low to Tharp. Tharp clears some room with his shoulders, and then we got a whistle and a foul as he gets fouled going up for the shot. Foul's going to be on Jaden Belcher of the Thayer Bobcats. That'll be number three on Belcher. And the first team foul on Thayer in the third quarter. Alton's been called for one. And this one will send to Corbin Tharp to the free throw line looking for his 12th point of the game. It is up and good. Took all the rim to get it to go down, but it did. Now Belcher out of the game. Carter Nicholson will check in for Thayer. Jaden trying to stop Big Corbin Tharp on that drive, and Tharp got the better of him and drew the foul. Second free throw is up, and it is good. Tharp's got 13. Alton pulls off the full court pressure, and the Thayer Bobcats with the ball, a one-point lead, 5.5 minutes to go, third quarter. Bobcats wing it on the left side. Heath Combs kicked it out front for Trinkler. Trinkler looking to score. Now loses the handle. Is picked out by Ruddy. Throw. Ruddy up the left side. Goes down the baseline to the bucket. Shoots. No good. Gets his own rebound. Has a shot blocked. And we're going to get a foul call on number 24. That is Hunter Trinkler for the Thayer Bobcats. So Trinkler called for his second. And going to the free throw line, it'll be Jacob Ruddy. Trinkler tried to block the shot from behind. And most generally, they're going to get called for a foul on that one. So Ruddy at the line, already in double figures with 11, looking for point number 12, and it's good. Looking for point number 13, and a one-point lead for Alton if he hits it. We're tied at 38. Free throw is up. No good. Rebound, Trinkler for Thayer. Bobcats will bring it the other way with 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Score tied at 38. They got to Hollis Decker, then the corner to Nicholson. Nicholson has it taken away. Seacrest with a beautiful defensive play, and the Alton Comets have got the ball back with a chance to gain the lead. Holzapfel pulls up his dribble on the wing, feeds it out to Seacrest, back to Holzapfel. He'll fire one up. It's good! Holzapfel from downtown with his second three-pointer of the night, brought to you by his Community First Banking Company, and Alton with their biggest lead of the game at three. Thayer with a basketball. Got out to Hollis Decker. Deckard penetrates in the lane, has the ball taken away by Holzapfel. Holzapfel on the break. All the way to the bucket, lays it up, a wild shot, no good, rebound gets on the floor, out of bounds, it'll be Alton Comet basketball. Boy, there was a mad scramble after that loose ball. Holzapfel trying to draw the foul, just threw it up on the rim, back up over his head backwards. And the inbound play will be run down to the right side of the bucket. Alton gets it in to start, gives it to Seacrest in the corner, his shot is up, no good. Carter Nicholson rebounds it for Thayer and lost his shoe. Thayer with the ball. Trinkler pushes up the left side. Now we get an official timeout as Carter Nicholson lost his shoes on that rebound. Now he puts it back on, and the officials will give it to Thayer. Inbounds on the far sideline at midcourt. 4:19 to play in the game. Thayer down by three, actually to play in the third quarter. 4 minutes to go. Here's Trinkler. Makes a move, gives the ball to Nicholson on the left side wing. Out to Heath Combs on top. Combs hands it to Hollis Deckard. Deckard takes it out to the top. Wings it over to Combs. Down the corner to Trinkler. Trinkler, who had it knocked away by Ruddy, and it goes out of bounds. 4 minutes exactly to play in the third quarter. Alton by three, their biggest lead of the game. Inbound play goes to Trinkler. Now to Combs. Combs in the lane for Thayer. Shoots off the window. No, but he's fouled on the drive. He'll go to the line and shoot two free throws. Foul's going to be called on number 24. That is Tharp. And that's number three on Big Corbin Tharp. And Thayer going to make a substitution here. Dominic Boyce getting ready to check back in the game. First free throw is up for Heath Combs, and it's good. Heath with his first point of the game. Now Nicholson checks out as Dominic Boyce will check into the game for Thayer. Heath Combs looking for his second free throw. It is no good. Rebound taken by Tharp for Alton. Comets with a two-point lead now in the ball. He's swinging it up to Willard. Willard in the corner of the Seacrest. He floats it in the lane, dumps it to Tharp outside the Holzapfel. He's been hot, and he hits another one. Holzapfel with another three. His third of the game. He's got 13 points. And Alton up by four. Actually, they're up by five. 44-39. Thayer Bobcats with the ball. Got it down low to Riley White. He lays it up and in. Nice look from Hollis Decker to Riley White. 6 points for Riley tonight. And back to a three-point game. 44-41 with just over 3 minutes to go in the third period. Folks, this one's got all the makings of a good old-fashioned barn burner. Alton's got it to Tharp just outside the free throw circle. They give it to Ruddy down the baseline. His shot is up and no good. Gets his own rebound and follows it up and in. Jacob Ruddy with 14 and back to a five-point lead, 46-41. Here's Trinkler with the ball for Thayer. Gives it to Boyce on the baseline. Fakes the shot. Kicks it out to Combs. Combs going to the basket. Puts it out. No, but he's fouled on the play, and I believe that's going to be number four on Big Corbin Tharp of the Alton Comets. Yes, it is. Tharp has picked up his fourth personal foul. He's getting ready to check out of the game. Coffin will check in after the first free throw by Heath Combs. Good move by Combs to get down to the bucket. Free throw is up, and it's good. Combs now with 2 points in the ballgame, and Tharp will go to the bench. Probably going to be there for a while with those four personal fouls. Second free throw for Combs is good. He got 3 points in the game. And the Thayer Bobcats back within three. Alton Comets with the basketball. 2:40 to go in the third quarter. Alton Seacrest handles out front. Now gives it to Willard. Willard cleans it around. And the Coffin at the high post. Coffin to Seacrest. He's going to let it fly from downtown. No, Coffin rebounds it. Couldn't follow it in. Rebound Riley White for the Thayer Bobcats. And he gets fouled. Foul's going to go on number two, Jacob Ruddy. That'll be foul number two on Ruddy. Not a shooting foul, but the fourth team foul on Alton here in the third quarter. Thayer will start shooting the double bonus on the next one. Bobcats with the ball. Swing it to Boyce. Boyce down in the corner. Puts it on the floor one time. Gets out to Trinkler. Trinkler driving. Gets to Boyce. Three-pointer in the corner is up. No good. Rebound is going to be a foul on the Thayer Bobcats. It's going to be a push. Wait and see who they call it on. Number 13. Oh, they call it on Coffin. Coffin of Alton called for the foul. Number 13. That'll be his second and the 15th foul on the Alton Comets. And Riley White's going to go to the free throw line for the Thayer Bobcats, trying to cut the lead back to one. 2:12 to play in the third quarter, folks. This is everything we thought it was going to be tonight here at the Thayer High School gym. Riley White at the line. First free throw is up and good. Riley now with 7, the big senior, having a good night. He will shoot another, trying to make it a one-point game. Free throw is up, and it is no good. Rebound, Trinkler. Trinkler for Thayer gives it to Hollis Deckard, and with 2 minutes to go in the quarter, Thayer with a chance to tie the game. Here's Trinkler going to the into the lane, gives it out to Heath Combs. Combs to the bucket, shoots it. Good. And we get a timeout call by the Alton Comet. Minute 57 to go in the third quarter. We're tied at 46. We'll take a timeout. Back in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry here for every Ozark athlete with a team of 7 expert providers on call 24/7. When injuries happen, we're ready to get you back in the game. Trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pyatt, and I'm proud to be the Zizzers team physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your loved one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health is our top priority.
We all plan to be on time, but fender benders, damaged windshields, and slick roads quickly disrupt those plans. At Shelter Insurance, our agents help design personal protection plans that work for you and help keep you on track. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
In Thayer, see Shelter Insurance agent Roger Foley or affiliate agent Capri Bristow.
Well, Thayer Bobcats have come from behind. They have tied this game at 46. Minute 57 to go in the third period. Alton bringing the ball up the floor right through the middle of the big A and the big Comet right in the middle of the floor here at Alton High School. Comet into the offensive set. They go to Coffin out top of the key. Coffin looking inside. Got to Ruddy. Ruddy shoots for the lead. It's no good. And Dominic Boyce sinks down the rebound for Thayer. Got to Hollis Deckard. Thayer with a chance to regain the lead here with a bucket. They go to Trinkler. Now Boyce. Boyce down the baseline. Shoots a running one-hander. No good. Bounces in and out. And a rebound taken by Holzapfel for Alton. He'll bring it up the floor, give the Seacrest. And around to Willard on the left side. Long three is good! Caden Willard hits one from downtown. Brought to you by Community First Banking Company. And it's Alton by three. 49-46. Thayer with it. Going to the bucket. Dominic Boyce misses the layup. And Alton with a chance to go up five here. And here's a steal by Trinkler. Took it away from Willard. Trinkler on the break. All the way to bucket, lay it up, count it, and one. Trinkler will get credit for the bucket and will go the line to try and complete the three-point play. And the foul is on Jacob Ruddy. And that'll be the third foul of the night. They call it on Ruddy. That'll be his third. And Trinkler at the line trying to tie it up here. Strinkler looking for his 19th point of the game. It's up, and it's no good. Rebound, Coffin for Alton. Thomas maintained a one-point lead. We're down under a minute to go in the third period. Thomas gets it to Coffin down the left corner. They're going to drive the baseline. Bobcats cut him off. Coffin trying to feed it inside. It's stolen by Trinkler. Trinkler with Heath Combs on the wing. Trinkler going to the bucket. Lay it in, and one more. Trinkler, the freshman, with his 20th point of the game, and he'll go to the line for the three-point play. Fouls on number 13. That was Coffin. And that'll be the third foul on Grant Coffin tonight for the Alton Comets. And the Thayer Bobcats are up by one, 50-49, with 41 seconds to go in the third quarter. Shot by the Bobcat freshman is up, and it's good. Trinkler with 21. Thayer Bobcats lead it by two. Alton with it. Got it to Willard. Willard just hit a deep three a moment ago. He's feeling it. He goes into the lane. It's going to get fouled. It'll be a block on Heath Combs. Called on the pass. Foul on Combs will be his third of tonight. Three fouls on Combs, three on Belcher. So the Thayer Bobcats, the only players in foul trouble. Alton will inbound the ball down under the bucket. 34 seconds to go in the third. The inbound to Willard just outside the lane. He backs it out to the three-point line. Shoot. It's good. Caden Willard starting to heat up. He's hit two in a row from downtown. And Alton back up by one. 52-51. Thayer with it. Trinkler outside. Gives to Hollis Decker. He's just going to hold it there. Thayer going for the final shot of the third quarter. They'll be shooting for the lead, whether it's a two or a three, down by one. Trinkler with it now, 9 seconds. To Decker for three. It's off the rim. No good. Rebound. Controlled by Riley White. Follows it. No. A tip up by Thayer. No. Another tip. That one wouldn't go. And that's the end of our third quarter of play. Our score. 52-51, the Alton Comets with the lead over the Thayer Bobcats as we go to the fourth quarter. We'll take a break. Back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
When your team needs custom gear that looks as good as they play, 5D Screen Printing has you covered. From team jerseys to fan gear, they deliver full-color screen printing and embroidery with the fastest turnaround time in the Ozarks. Support your Bobcats in style without breaking the bank. Get corporate-level quality at small-town prices. See them just south of West Plains on 63 or call 5D Screen Printing at 417-293-4059. 5D Screen Printing. Quality you can wear. Prices you can afford. Go Bobcats!
Are you tired of feeling like a number at your bank? At FNBC, we pride ourselves on providing personalized service to each and every customer. We believe in building strong relationships, and we take the time to get to know you and your unique financial goals. We invite you to stop into any of our convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and South Central Missouri to meet our team of dedicated community bankers. You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC. Go Bobcats!
Well, the Alton Comets outscored the Thayer Bobcats 21-19 in that third quarter. And the Comets have the lead, 52-51. And they're back to the starters out on the floor now, except for Compton is in there in place of, well, see who. Here's a three-point shot for Hollis Deckard in the lead for the Thayer Bobcats. Hollis Deckard from the right side. That three-pointer brought to you by Community First Banking Company. And Thayer back up by two, 54-52, Alton with the basketball. Out top is Ruddy, making a move down the right side of the lane, puts the shot up, and he's going to get fouled. We're going to call it on the drive. I think they will. Foul on number four, that's Carter Nicholson. That'll be his first. And Jaden Belcher checks back in the ballgame. Carter Nicholson will check out for the Thayer Bobcats. Non-shooting foul, they called it on the floor. Alton will inbound the ball down under the bucket on the offensive side. Ruddy slaps it. They run the inbound play. Nobody getting open. They'll swing it out front to Holzapfel. Around to Coffin. Coffin drives down the baseline, gets cut off, gives to Holzapfel, elevates for the 15-footer. Stop the rim, no good. Heath Combs with a rebound, lost it, and Corbin Fart picks it up and scores for Alton. We're tied at 54 with 7 minutes to go in the game. Thayer Bobcats with the ball. Here's Trinkler. Floats into the lane. Shoots and scores. Trinkler with 23 to lead all scorers tonight. The freshman has been good. Thayer back up by two with 7 minutes to play. Alton with it on the offensive end. Holzapfel's got it on the left side. is out to Willard. A long three rattles off the rim. No good. Heath Combs down the rebound for Thayer. And the Bobcats quickly get up the floor to Hollis Decker. He hit a three from right there a moment ago. Doesn't take it here. Gives to Trinkler. Trinkler dumps it down to Riley White. Riley out top to Belcher for three. Off the rim. No good. Rebound. Big Corbin Tharp yanked that one down in traffic. Alton quickly got it up the floor to Holzapfel. Holzapfel dumps it back to Willard. And the pass goes off of Willard's head and out of bounds. Had a Thayer Bobcat kind of screen the pass. And Willard, I don't think, ever saw it coming. It bounces off of him and out of bounds. Thayer got the ball back with a two-point lead. 6.5 minutes to go in the game. 56-54. Folks, you don't want to go anywhere. This one is a good old-fashioned barn burner for sure now. Thayer Bobcats with the ball. Belcher going in the bucket, lays it up off the window. No good. And we're going to get a foul on the rebound on Riley White for the Thayer Bobcats. Riley called for his third. So Belcher, White, and Combs all with three fouls for Thayer. Willard's got three and four for Corbin Tharp for Alton. Ruddy's got three. Fouls will probably become an issue in this one before it's done. Alton running the offense, got the ball to Holzapfel. Got it now top of the key to Tharp. Ooh, he traveled, no call. Now puts the ball on the floor and is taken away. Bobcats off on the break. Trinkler on the drive to the bucket, lays it up and in. Trinkler now with 25 in the game. The Thayer Bobcats open a four-point lead. Thayer led by 11 at one point. Alton came all the way back with a 10-0 run at the end of the first half to get within one. They've led by as many as four. Thayer up by four now. Alton gets the ball down inside to Coffin. Coffin backs down to the defender, shoots and scores. Grant Coffin giving Coach Robbins some good minutes off the bench. First points of the game. Back to a two-point game. Thayer with the ball. Hollis Decker wide open for a three. It's off the rim. Bounces high in the air. And the rebound taken by Willard and now Thug. Back to Willard. Willard up the floor. Got it to Ruddy. Ruddy going to the hole. Is going to get fouled on the drive. He'll go to the line and we'll shoot two. Fouls on number 23. That is Belcher. And that's number four on Jaden Belcher for the Thayer Bobcats. Ruddy going to the line will shoot two, trying to add to his 14-point total. And the free throw is up and good. 15 for Ruddy. He leads the Alton Comets tonight. We've had good balance going four Comets in double figures. Second free throw is up and good. And we're tied at 58. They are making a substitution. It'll be, the sharp-shooting freshman, Kipton Horton. Kipton Horton in the game. Kipton had 23 in the JV game for the Thayer Bobcat victory. 58-58 all. 5 minutes to play. Bobcats working around in the corner to Horton for three, and it's good. Kipton Horton comes off the bench and hits the three. Brought to you by Community First Banking Company. Alton with the ball. Willard top of the key for three, and it's good. Willard hits one from downtown, brought to that Community First Banking Company. What a game we got going on here. Bobcats with it outside. Hollis Decker going in the lane, challenges Tharp, passes off to Combs for White. His shot is blocked, but a foul going to be called on the Alton Comets. Foul's on number one. That's Caden Willard. That'll be number four on Willard. And going to the free throw line to shoot two will be Riley White for the Thayer Bobcats. Riley with 7 points in the game. Doing a couple of free throws here. It's up and no good on the first one. We're still tied at 61. Okay, now they're changing the fouls. Not on the Willard, it's on Ruddy. I think they changed that. But still, that's number... That'll be number four on Reddit. Riley White at the line. Second free throw. Bounces off the rim. No good. And we're still tied at 61 with 4:31 to go in the game. We're coming down to the wire here in this one at the Alton High School Gym before a packed house. Battle for bragging rights in Oregon County. Thomas gets the ball down inside to Tharp. Kicks it back outside. Long three-point shot. It's good. Jacob Ruddy hits one from downtown. Brought to you by Community First Banking Company. Alton with a three-point lead. Thayer with the ball. Trinkler out to Hollis Deckard. He shoots a three. It's good. Another three for Hollis Deckard, brought to you by our friends over at Community First Banking Company. We get a timeout on the floor. We're tied at 64 with exactly 4 minutes to go. We'll be back in a minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Extreme temperatures can take a toll on your vehicle, especially if it hasn't been properly maintained. Avoid unnecessary repair costs by taking your vehicle to Don's Auto Service. Their routine maintenance service includes oil change, all fluids topped off, battery tested, plus freeze protection, wiper blades, tires checked, and a whole lot more. See them on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
What a game we've got going here at the Alton High School Gym. We're down to 4 minutes to play, and we're tied at 64. I told you in the pregame, Thayer Bobcats average 57 points a game, so they're way over their average right now. Alton averages 68 points per game, and they've got 64. They're almost near their average. It'll be Alton Comet ball here now. 4 minutes to go. They'll inbound it. Ruddy to Willard. He'll bring it up the floor. Thomas will get into the offensive set. Willard's got it on top. Swings it around to Ruddy. Goes to Tharp. Outside the lane. Looking to spin into the lane. Looking for a shot. And puts it up. And it's good as it bounces over the front of the rim. 17 to beat Corbin Tharp. And the Thayer Bobcats are down by two. 66-64. Thayer with it. Out away from the bucket. They get to Trinkler. Now the Heath Combs. Heath weaves his way through the lane. Kicks it out to Deckard for three in the lead. It's good. Hollis Deckard now with 12 points, the third Bobcat in double figures. And Thayer leads it by one, 67-66, with 3:20 to play in the game. Willard with Alton. Takes it into the free throw circle. Ball is poked away from him, loose on the floor. Trinkler got it out to Horton. Gibson Horton brings up the floor, feeds to a foul going to be called on Jacob Ruddy. Ruddy called for the foul, and that's going to be his fifth, and he is fouled out of the game. Fifth foul on Jacob Ruddy, and he will foul out of the ball game. Number 12 will check in here for Alton. That is David Atchison. 67-66, our score. Jacob Ruddy has fouled out with 3:08 to play in the game. Thayer Bobcats with the ball, a one-point lead. Hollis Deckard going in the lane, kicks it out to Horton in the corner. Horton to Deckard and around to Trinkler. Trinkler with a penetration out to Horton, now Deckard. He goes to the free throw circle, feeds it over to Belcher. Belcher outside to Deckard, around the side to Horton for three, and the baseline is no good. Rebound, Belcher back up, couldn't follow. Tips it up again, no, gets his own rebound again, couldn't follow it. And the rebound gets on the floor, and we've got a whistle. And a foul on the play going to go on the Thayer Bobcat. Foul on number 24, that is Trinkler. That will be his third for Thayer. And now Seacrest will check back in the game for the Alton Comets, and Grant Coffin will check out. 2:40 to play in the ball game. Thayer Bobcat up by one. Alton Comets with the basketball. Willard out top. Swings on the right side to Holzapfel. Now to Seacrest. Seacrest out to Holzapfel. Back to Seacrest. Fake the three. Goes down to the baseline. Now back out the corner. Trying to get the Holzapfel. It's off the hands of the defense and out of bounds. Nice play out there by Kipton Horton for Thayer. Heath Combs checking back in the ballgame now. Kipton Horton will check out. The freshman came in and hit a big three for the Bobcats. Alton inbounds the ball with 2:24 to go in the game. Down by a point. Willard with it. In the lane. Throws it up. No good. Tip by the Thomas. No good. Tharp gets the rebound back. Shoots and scores. Corbin Tharp working hard down inside. And Alton up by one. 68-67. Thayer with the ball. Deckard out top. Lings it over to Trinkler. Trinkler in the lane. Gets it out to Deckard. A three-point shot is good. He nailed it. Thayer Bobcats are up by two, 70-68 after a big three by Hollis Deckard with a minute 46 to go in the game. Alton gets the ball to Holzapfel. Out to Willard. Willard working against Trinkler. Makes him give it up to Holzapfel. Over to Seacrest on the right side. minute 35 to go. Alton needing a bucket here to tie it or take the lead with one from downtown. Willard with it out top. Now over to Seacrest in the corner. His shot is up. No good. Rebound. Riley White for the Thayer Bobcats. With a minute 19 to go in the game, Thayer up by two with the ball. Decker brings it over to Trinkler. Trinkler working. Spins toward the lane. Passes back out to Decker. Counting down to 1 minute to play in the game. Decker handles it. Gives it Trinkler. Now to Belcher on the left side. Back to Decker. Thought about the three. Doesn't take the shot. Bobcats just running clock here. With a two-point lead, we're down to 50 seconds to go. Here, Decker penetrates inside. Still handling the ball against the defensive Holzapfel. Now takes it toward the lane, backs it back out again. And finally, Holzapfel going to be called for a foul. And that'll put Hollis Deckard at the free throw line. Foul on Jaron is his first in the game. And Hollis Deckard, with 42 seconds to play, going to go to the line. No, it will not be a shooting foul. And we've got a sub checking in the game for Alton. Grant Coffin will check in. David Atchison will check out. Thayer inbound the ball here. That was the third team foul of the period. And now Deckard makes the catch and will get fouled by Caden Willard. And I think that is number four on Willard. East Combs will trigger it in. That's the fourth team foul. Both teams with four, so both teams shooting free throws on the next one. They're inbounds the ball in the backcourt. Got it to Hollis Deckard. Deckard goes around the defense, and a foul going to be called on Seacrest. Seacrest didn't like the call, but he did. Now send Hollis Deckard to the line, trying to add to the two-point lead. We're down to 36 seconds to go in a two-point game. Has this one been fun or what? Both teams have had leads. Both teams have hit big shots. Here's Deckard at the line. First free throw is up, and no good for the senior. He'll shoot another, trying to make it a three-point lead. Coach Robbins for Alton is going to get a timeout if he makes this free throw. Deckard looking for his 16th point of the night. It's up. It's good, and the Alton and Thayer Bobcat lead is three with 36 seconds to go. Alton gets a timeout. We'll take a timeout as well. 71-68, Thayer with a lead. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hi, I'm April Wozdyk with Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate. I'm honest, dependable, and ready to work for you. Wanting to sell? I'm your woman. Need to buy? I'm your woman. Give me an opportunity to work for you in Missouri or Arkansas. Call or text me, April Wozdyk, at 870-710-8090. The woman to call for all your real estate needs.
Office number 417-264-7000. Each office independently owned and operated.
Well, I want to say thanks to some more of your boosters helping to bring you the game tonight. They include Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service at Thayer, the Alton Bank and the Branch, Bank of Birch Tree, Silver Spring Storage Units, RV Park and Commercial Rentals, and also the folks over at Thayer Farm Center and Thayer Plant Food, along with the 11 Point River Title Company, Karen Perkins in Thayer, Langley Animal Clinic in Thayer, and Steed Trucking in Thayer. What a game. 36 seconds remain. Alton is down by three, and they will have the ball with a chance to tie if somebody hits one from downtown. Will it be Willard or Holzapfel taking the shot? You got to think one of the two. Seacrest crosses the timeline, working against the defense. Works it away to Holzapfel. A long three for the tie. It's off the rim. No good. Riley White with the rebound. Got it out to Hollis Deckard. And a foul is going to be called. And with 16 seconds left, Hollis Deckard will go to the free throw line to try and add to the lead for the Thayer Bobcats. Fouls on number 15, Holzapfel. Well, that three was an almost for Holzapfel. I mean, that thing rattled out. Hollis Deckard back to the free throw line, looking to make it a four-point game. First free throw is good. The senior hits it. 17 for Deckard. Thayer's got three players in double figures. Alton's got four. Another free throw, trying to make it a five-point lead. That one is up. It's no good. Alton with the rebound. Got it to Willard. 13 seconds as he crosses the timeline. Shoots a long three. It's no good. Belcher with a rebound for Thayer, and that should do it. 6 seconds remain. as Belcher will get fouled after the rebound. And Jaden Belcher will walk to the other end and shoot free throw for the Thayer Bobcats. Belcher will be at the free throw line trying to add to the four-point lead for the Thayer Bobcats. 72-68. Belcher, first one is good. Belcher with 13. Belcher had 10 in the first half. Didn't play a lot in the third quarter with foul trouble. Now looking for 14. It's good. Thayer leads it by 6. Alton County the other way. 5 seconds to go. Silk Seacrest will fire a long 3. It's no good. And that's the end of the ballgame. 74-68. The Thayer Bobcats have come to Alton and have knocked off the Comets here in a dandy. I would consider this one an instant classic. Well, this is a good ball game. And, you know, Thayer has dominated this rivalry over the last over the last 15 or 20 years or so. They're 27-4 over that time period. But this one was as close as anything you will see between Alton and Thayer. This was a dandy, folks. 74-68, Thayer Bobcats get the win over the Alton Comets. We'll take